My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
We welcome into the show from the Post and Courier. He is a reporter who covers the Clemson Tag Athletic Department. John Blau joining us here on the show. John, what's up, big dog? How we doing?
I'm good. How are you, Rob?
Doing real well. Thank you very much. Let's dive right in, bud. Let's talk a little bit about this game on the road against Florida State. And I think in the middle of the season, which is where we, well, just about are, I think it is fair to say that right now, I, more than anything else, just want to see a team doing what it's supposed to be doing, getting the wins they're supposed to win, winning the way they're supposed to win. And Clemson, who is now inside of the top 10, did what they wanted to do. They went down to Florida State. They won convincingly. For the most part, they kept Florida State out of the end zone. In fact, the couple of touchdowns Florida State had were two of the more impressive plays the Noles have had all season long. Did Clemson do what they were supposed to do and live up to the expectations you had for this game?
Yeah, I mean, you collect 500 yards. They had 250. A lot of it came, late on a drive. They had a couple of drives, like you said, where they kind of finished with some pretty nice throws and catches. And so, for the most part, obviously, you don't like that you went to, seven field goal attempts and two of them were blocked. I mean, I think that kind of put a little bit of a damper on things. Obviously, you could have won 35-13 instead of 29-13, and obviously if you finish a couple drives with touchdowns instead of field goals, maybe it's a little bit more. But yeah, I mean, another good performance from the offense. The defense, for the most part, really good. Obviously, they only get 22 rushing yards. That's not very many. So they did mostly what you thought they were going to do, what you wanted them to do if you're a Clemson fan. And obviously, got that first win on the road and have to get another one on the road, and you keep on kind of matriculating down the schedule.
You mentioned the 250-ish yards for Florida State. I think it is important to point out that 22 of them were on the ground. That is 22 cumulative total entire rushing yards. We had talked about a couple of times this season, John, about the fact that, until Clemson's offense got clicking, it was going to be on the defense to kind of predicate games for the Clemson Tigers. And they certainly did that this weekend. Oh, and by the way, the Tigers are to where they can get 230, 40, 50 yards out of Kate Klubny through the air. Talk about this front seven for the Clemson Tigers, because we expected them to be good, and mission accomplished.
Yeah, obviously had some struggles the week before against Stanford. Stanford came out and ran some option, which they hadn't seen, they didn't expect, and so it looked a little ugly there. But against the Florida State team, that I think was only averaging maybe like 2.4 yards per carry or something. They limited them like you would expect them to. I mean, DeMonte Capehart, Peyton Page, I mean, they were a problem in the middle. Obviously, you got Tyre Woods back on the edge. PJ Parker had a pretty good game as well. Shaheem Lawson's another guy stepping up the defensive end. So, they're pretty good up front. And then obviously you got those linebackers behind them, Barrett Carter and Wade Woodhouse, who can move around a little bit. And they got more than enough dudes up front. So, they made it really hard. Obviously, they put a lot of pressure on Brock Glenn, a very inexperienced quarterback, to win the game for him. And Glenn actually made some plays. Again, we were talking about that last question. I mean, Glenn made some really impressive throws, moved around with the speed. I mean, they convert 4-4 and fourth down, which you don't think is going to happen a lot. They definitely did enough to kind of really limit that Florida State running game, put Glenn into some tough spots. Glenn actually converted a couple tough spots, but as long as they play kind of this level, I mean, most teams aren't really going to be able to move the ball on Clemson very easily if you're in second and third and longs a lot.
Talking to John Blau, covers the Clemson Athletic Department for the Post and Courier. Was there a Let me put it this way, John. I really thought Clemson was going to go down to Tallahassee, thought this was a game they should have won last year. Obviously, Dabo with the opportunity to pass Bobby Bowden for the most all-time ACC wins and do it in Tallahassee on the field named after him. I wondered if the emotion was going to get maybe intense for Clemson. I wondered if maybe they would allow that to kind of drive them a little bit. I never really saw that. This looked like a team that was very much in charge of its own emotion. And to me, that is an indicator of a team that's good enough to go to the playoffs and win there.
Yeah. I mean, I know, you know, Dabo Swinney himself was talking about it. It's not about, you know, the narratives. It's not about we're playing DJ or we're not playing DJ through Young Ole. It's not about me going to, you know, get a record for the most wins in the ACC. You know, it's about our next game. And obviously they kept that mentality. You look at the schedule and really there's nobody Clemson shouldn't beat. I mean, and you can't look all the way ahead though to the ACC title game against Miami if that's who it is.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And so you have to take each challenge week by week, as cliche as it sounds, and you know, step up to that challenge, and that's what they're doing. They beat Florida State. They have to beat Wake Forest. They have to beat Virginia. I mean, all teams that every single week, everybody's going to say you should beat, and if you don't beat them, it's going to be a, you know, absolute panic. And so they seem pretty focused. They seem pretty mature and dialed in, and we'll see if they can continue, like I said before, kind of matriculate the ball downfield week to week and do what they have to do.
I think one of the things I loved about this performance out of Clemson, John, was how balanced the offense was. You had 40 carries. You had 34 passing attempts. Phil Maffa had himself another day, 25 carries, 154 yards, including a 59er that probably should have scored. Cade, 19 of 33 for 235 and a couple of touchdowns. What has been, in your opinion, the difference in this offense? Is it finding a balance? Is it the improved performance of Cade Klubnik? Has it been a difference in play calling that you've noticed? Obviously, since the Appalachian State game, this offense is just at least felt different, if not looked different. What do you credit that to?
Yeah, I mean, you can point to a whole lot of different places. I mean, the offensive line, I think, is number one. Just the fact that Cade Klubnik has so much time back there. I mean, he's not under pressure. Obviously, they can establish their own when they need to. And you know, then you bring it back to the quarterback, just making much better decisions. He doesn't look panicked back there. It's all the things that we heard in the offseason leading up to the season, that he's just a more mature, poised guy back there. And the plays he's making with his legs, I mean, I just put so much stress on a defense that, you know, you can drop eight and try to deal with now these new, you know, receivers Clemson has with speed and T.J. Moore and Brian Wesko and the healthy Antonio Williams. But you drop eight, and now Cade Klubnik's running for, you know, 30, 40 yards. I mean, it's just that they put so much stress on a defense with those different dimensions they have. And then, yeah, I think it's really important, like I said, with the receivers, that they have these healthy guys who can make plays. I mean, that play that Antonio Williams made over the middle, you know, catch the ball, kind of run into a defender, the defender runs into the other defender, it goes 57 yards. He's such a mature, more physical guy now. They just have so many more playmakers, so many more mature guys. And I think it's just a cumulative effect that it's just all kind of clicking into place at once. And yeah, I would start with the offensive line, but it kind of trickles down to all those other position groups. I mean, they've all just gotten a lot better.
We are talking to John Blau from the Post and Courier here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. You put Florida State in the rearview mirror. You got Wake Forest, Virginia, and Louisville all coming up. There is only one ranked team remaining in front of Clemson, and that is number 22 Pitt on the 16th of November. You followed up with the Citadel and then a South Carolina team that was very disappointing this weekend to Gamecock fans. What is the mentality of this team? I know you just talked about it a little bit. You got to beat the teams that are ahead of you that you are expected to beat. But if you're Dabo, how do you keep this team focused knowing that if we're being honest, the most difficult of the schedule is behind you? Effectively, at this point, you are in control of your own destiny. What do you think the message is to keep this team centered?
Yeah, I mean, again, there's tons of coachisms or Sweeneyisms that they say all the time. And, you know, obviously this week is the most important game on the schedule. We're playing Clemson. We're not playing the opponent. You're going to hear that 10,000 times over the next, you know, couple of months, because like you said, it's there's nobody on the schedule that they shouldn't beat. You know, obviously Pitt is having a pretty good year. Louisville's a pretty good team, but obviously just lost to SMU, so they're not even ranked anymore. There's a lot of teams that every single week Clemson's going to be favored. If they do what they should do, they should win. If they don't turn the ball over like they haven't been turning the ball over, complete opposite of last year. If you know, again, establish the run, keep Kate Klubnik protected, all these things, they're going to win football games. So, again, I think the mentality is just that you're focused on doing everything to your best. And if you do that and you take care of the process during the week and on Saturdays, you should win football games and they should have a chance to go back to the playoffs.
John Blau covers the Clemson Tigers for the Post and Courier. You can find him on X at John Blau, John underscore Blau, B-L-A-U. Joins us every Monday at 8:40 to talk Clemson Tiger athletics. John, my man, thank you very much, buddy. Enjoy the rest of the week, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rob.
You got it. John Blau from the Post and Courier every Monday at 8:40 here on the Rob Brown Show.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.